Today we're going to talk about one of the most mysterious figures in the Bible. His presence is mentioned briefly and sporadically. His early appearance, millennia before Christ's birth, and his reappearance thousands of years later, leave a mystery in the air. Did he live longer than Methuselah? Today we will study and discover everything the Bible has to offer about this character named Melchizedek. I'm sure you'll be a different person after watching this video. So, as usual, I ask for your like, comment, channel subscription, and let's get into the content. Melchizedek, whose name means King of Righteousness, or My King is Righteous, occupies a peculiar place in the scriptures, defying conventional categories of religious and political leaders. Melchizedek doesn't fit into established molds, and it's this uniqueness that makes him so intriguing and essential for understanding faith. As we delve into the narrative of the scriptures, we discover that mentions of Melchizedek are like scattered pearls throughout biblical history, each revealing a unique aspect of his enigmatic figure. His first appearance arises in ancient times, about two millennia before Christ's birth, when he meets Abraham in a moment of conflict and victory. After the tumultuous battle between allied kings and the five monarchs of the Dead Sea, Abraham, the Hebrew patriarch, returns victorious, accompanied by his trained men, after a daring pursuit to Dan in the far north. Among the oak forests of Mamre, a survivor of the terrible enemy onslaughts who had escaped, rushes to find Abraham, bringing with him urgent and impactful news. Amidst the murmurs of the trees and the quietude disturbed by the urgency of the moment, Abraham hears the messenger's words, his eyes reflecting the gravity of the report. His nephew, Lot, had been captured during the conflicts, dragged as a prisoner along with his possessions and his family. The news awakens in Abraham an immeasurable fury, an inner fire that compelled him to take immediate action. Gathering his men, Abraham sets out on a fearless quest, a rescue mission that would take him beyond known borders, beyond the limits of fear and hesitation. With 318 trained men born in his own house, he charts his course northward, on a journey marked by urgency and the hope of still finding his nephew alive. It was night when Abraham and his men approached Ra, north of Damascus. Under the veil of stars, they launch a bold attack, surprising the enemies on their own turf. The sound of swords clashes against the silence of the night, the battle cries echoing among the hills as Abraham and his men fight with courage and determination. Victory is achieved in the shadows of the night, the clamor of battle silenced by Abraham and his warriors' determination and skill. The enemies are defeated, the captives liberated, and amidst the rubble of the battle, a unique and transcendent encounter awaits Abraham. Abraham finds himself before a mysterious figure, a man shrouded in an aura of authority and serenity. It is Melchizedek, the king priest of Salem, who emerges from the shadows of the night, his eyes shining with a transcendent light. Melchizedek suddenly appears in the biblical account without a genealogy or clearly defined origin. He is presented as the King of Salem and priest of God Most High. The text provides no information about his ancestry or how he came to this position of authority. His appearance is mysterious, and his identity is an enigma that defies complete understanding. The main focus of the account is his interaction with Abraham after the battle in which the latter rescued his nephew Lot. Melchizedek is presented as an enigmatic and unique figure, playing roles as both king and priest, which makes him a fundamental figure for understanding certain concepts and themes in the biblical narrative. Melchizedek approaches Abraham with firm steps, his imposing presence overshadowing the silence that follows the battle. In his hands he brings bread and wine, symbols of sustenance and communion, gestures that transcend words and reach into the depths of the soul. Abraham, overcome with reverence at this unique encounter, bows before Melchizedek, acknowledging the grandeur of the one before him. In a gesture of deep respect and devotion, Abraham receives the bread and wine from Melchizedek's hands, symbols of blessing and spiritual communion. Then Melchizedek raises his hands toward the heavens, blessing Abraham with words that echo beyond time and space, words laden with power and divine significance. He acknowledges God's blessing upon Abraham, the favored of the Most High, the one chosen for a mission that transcends the limits of human understanding. Blessed be Abram by God Most High, creator of heaven and earth, and praise be to God Most High, who delivered your enemies into your hand. Genesis chapter 14, verses 19 and 20. In the face of this scene of communion and blessing, Abraham feels the call of gratitude and reverence in his heart. In a gesture of recognition and submission, he gives Melchizedek a tithe of all the treasures he had gained in battle, recognizing the spiritual authority and blessing emanating from Melchizedek's unique figure. The tithe offered by Abraham to Melchizedek is not just an act of material generosity, but rather a recognition of the spiritual authority and divine blessing that Melchizedek represents. It is a gesture of submission and devotion, a tangible expression of Abraham's faith and trust in the divine plan unfolding before him. Melchizedek's theological importance in this context seems to defy the norms established in biblical tradition. He is presented as an unusual character who combines the roles of king and priest, a duality that was normally separated in the religious and political practices of the time. While in later Hebrew culture, God forbade the kings of Israel from assuming the role of priests and vice versa, Melchizedek is presented as a priest of God Most High, with no direct relation to the people of Israel or the covenant established later with Abraham. This contrast between Melchizedek and the established order underscores his uniqueness and highlights his theological importance. His existence prior to the covenant with Abraham suggests that he was not bound by the specific laws and traditions of the Hebrew people, but served as a representative of God Most High to all humanity. This makes him a universal and timeless figure whose priesthood transcends human, ethnic, and cultural boundaries. Additionally, Melchizedek is described as blessing Abraham, recognizing him as an instrument of God and granting him a significant blessing after his victory in battle. This interaction between Melchizedek and Abraham highlights the spiritual authority and role of the priest as an intermediary between man and God, even before the formal institution of the Levitical priesthood. Further on, a possible second mention arises approximately a millennium before Christ, further consolidating the aura of mystery surrounding Melchizedek. Psalm 110, one of the most cited and interpreted in the Old Testament, presents a powerful and poetic vision of Christ's reign and priesthood. In Psalm 110, David describes a vision in which God, the Lord, invites another figure, also called Lord, to sit at his right hand. This represents a position of supremacy and authority, highlighting the exaltation and sovereignty of the Messiah over all things. Although the psalmist does not directly mention Melchizedek, several theologians interpret this passage as an allusion to Melchizedek's priesthood, especially considering the unique role he played as both king and priest. In this context, Melchizedek's figure emerges as a precursor to the Messiah, whose priesthood and reign transcend earthly and temporal limitations. Just as Melchizedek blessed Abraham and received the tithe, Christ is exalted at the right hand of the Father as the High Priest and Eternal King, interceding for believers and reigning over all creation. This association between Melchizedek and the Lord, invited to sit at God's right hand in Psalm 110, highlights Melchizedek's theological importance as a type of Christ, whose figure foreshadows Jesus' redemptive and exalted work. The connection and similarity between Melchizedek and Jesus as the eternal high priest is one of the most intriguing and significant in biblical theology. leading many scholars to explore Melchizedek as a type of Jesus Christ. This approach not only emphasizes Melchizedek's uniqueness as an enigmatic figure of the Old Testament, but also highlights his prophetic relevance for understanding Jesus' redemptive role. One theory that relates Melchizedek to other biblical figures, such as Noah, Seth, and even angels, is based on the absence of information about his genealogy and origin. The mysterious appearance of Melchizedek, with no beginning or end recorded in Scripture, suggests a transcendence and singularity that symbolize the eternity of Jesus Christ. This interpretation emphasizes Melchizedek's prefiguration as an anticipation of the Messiah, whose origin and nature transcend human limitations. Furthermore, the analysis of the connection between Melchizedek and Jesus as the eternal high priest highlights the correspondence between their priestly functions. While Melchizedek blessed Abraham and received the tithe, Jesus blesses his followers and offers salvation and continuous intercession before God. The fact that Melchizedek does not have a defined genealogical succession and his mysterious appearances in the Bible indicate a perpetual life demonstrates total similarity with the priesthood of Jesus Christ, which transcends temporal limitations and offers eternal reconciliation between God and humanity. By recognizing Melchizedek as a type of Jesus Christ, believers are led to contemplate the depth of Christ's saving work, which transcends time and space to offer forgiveness and eternal life to all who believe. Finally, the third mention occurs in the second half of the first century after Jesus' birth, when the author of the Epistle to the Hebrews revisits the theme of Melchizedek, revealing his fundamental importance in understanding Christ's priesthood. In this text, Melchizedek is presented as a singular figure, without genealogy, without beginning of days or end of life, prefiguring Christ himself as the eternal high priest. In the Epistle to the Hebrews, chapters 5 to 7 provide a deep exploration of Melchizedek's priesthood and its theological significance. The author compares and contrasts the Levitical priesthood, based on the lineage of Levi, with the priesthood of Melchizedek, introduced long before the institution of the Levitical priesthood. The Levitical priesthood refers to the priestly system established in ancient Jewish religion, centered on the tribe of Levi, and more specifically, on the descendants of Aaron, Moses' brother. According to Jewish tradition, this system was instituted by God during the period of the Exodus, as recorded primarily in the books of Exodus, Leviticus, and Numbers. The Levitical priests had the responsibility of performing rituals and sacrifices in the tabernacle and later in the Temple of Jerusalem, acting as mediators between God and the people of Israel. This comparison in the epistles to the Hebrews serves as a basis for highlighting the superiority and eternity of Jesus Christ's priesthood, who is presented as the high priest according to the order of Melchizedek. The author of Hebrews argues that Melchizedek's priesthood is superior to the Levitical priesthood for several reasons. Firstly, Melchizedek blessed Abraham, the patriarch of the Hebrew people, indicating his spiritual authority and historical precedence over Levi, the ancestor of the Levitical priests. Furthermore, the author highlights that Abraham paid tithes to Melchizedek, suggesting a superiority and spiritual authority of Melchizedek's priesthood over the patriarch of the Hebrew nation. Another point of emphasis is the continuity and permanence of Melchizedek's priesthood, in contrast to the transience of the Levitical priesthood, which was subject to death and genealogical succession. The author emphasizes that Jesus Christ, as the high priest according to the order of Melchizedek, is superior to the Levitical priests because he is eternal and indestructible, not subject to death, and therefore not requiring priestly succession. This theological exploration highlights the importance of Melchizedek's priesthood as a foreshadowing and type of Jesus Christ's eternal priesthood. By connecting Jesus to Melchizedek's priesthood, the author highlights the superiority and perfection of Christ's priesthood compared to the Levitical system. Thus, Melchizedek's priesthood in the Epistle to the Hebrews serves as a foundation for understanding Jesus Christ's redemptive and intercessory work, which offers eternal salvation and direct access to God for all believers. The theological importance of Melchizedek in this context seems to challenge the established norms in biblical tradition. He is presented as an unusual character who combines the roles of king and priest, a duality that was normally separated in the religious and political practices of the time. While in later Hebrew culture, God prohibited the kings of Israel from assuming the role of priests and vice versa, Melchizedek is presented as a priest of the Most High God, with no direct relation to the people of Israel or the covenant established later with Abraham. This contrast between Melchizedek and the established order underscores his uniqueness and highlights his theological importance. His existence prior to the covenant with Abraham suggests that he was not bound by the specific laws and traditions of the Hebrew people, but served as a representative of the Most High God for all humanity. This makes him a universal and timeless figure, whose priesthood transcends human, ethnic, and cultural boundaries. Additionally, Melchizedek is described as blessing Abraham, recognizing him as an instrument of God, and granting him a significant blessing after his victory in battle. This interaction between Melchizedek and Abraham highlights the spiritual authority and role of the priest as an intermediary between man and God, even before the formal institution of the Levitical priesthood. Understanding the practical and spiritual implications of the new covenant established by Jesus, grounded in the priesthood of Melchizedek, offers a profound insight into the nature of the relationship between God and humanity. By contrasting the Levitical priesthood with its temporal and ritual limitations with the priesthood of Melchizedek, which is eternal and transcends ethnic and temporal boundaries, we are led to consider the universality and eternity of God's redemptive plan. Furthermore, understanding the priesthood of Melchizedek invites us to explore more deeply the spiritual truths revealed in Christ. Just as Melchizedek blessed Abraham and received his tithe, Jesus, as the eternal high priest, blesses us and invites us to offer our lives as a living sacrifice. This reality challenges us to live in constant gratitude and surrender, recognizing Christ's supremacy in all areas of our lives. May the story of Melchizedek inspire us. I hope you enjoyed the video. Please subscribe to the channel, leave your like, and click on one of the two videos that will appear to continue watching us. Hugs, and stay with God.